The special favor of Allah, Ali Allah, Ali Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal-Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you in our new program called Saints of Qadiriyya Ode. It's a really interesting program and full of knowledge. You're going to learn about our pious predecessors, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Before we proceed towards our topic of the day of our new program, let's make few good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, has given us a beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before we perform any good deed or do any permissible task. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. I will present this program for the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. You should make this intention, you'll watch this program from start to end, you'll remember what you learn, act upon and pass this knowledge on to others too. I recommend and request you, if you can sit in front of your TV screen of Madani Channel, ask your family members, children, they can also come and sit and watch this program insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Insha'Allah you will learn a lot. Alhamdulillah, I'm excited and happy that today joins me Dr. Zirek Naseem Attari in this beautiful program. Let's go towards him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. How are you, Rizwan bhai?
Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. MashaAllah, after a long time, Dr. Saab, we are again together. But today, topic and program is something to do with spiritual worlds. Alhamdulillah, we have done programs about physical and mental health, but today, inshallah, we'll learn about spiritual world. Inshallah, we'll talk about our pious predecessors. And today, from the very first, I would like to ask, not only before we proceed, the pious personalities, inshallah, we're going to talk about, I would like to put one question, and if you could please highlight the importance of this very important program, why we have brought this for viewers of Madani Channel, and how important it is to know about our pious predecessors.
There are multiple reasons for this program, and obviously one of the main ones is that there is a narration that when we talk about the pious people of Allah Azza wa Jal, the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal descends upon us. Now, in this day and age, we really desperately need the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal to calm us down, to make us relax, because this world clearly is moving very fast, at a very fast pace, and in a short period of time we try to do too many things, and that obviously affects our physical health, mental health and spiritual health as well. So one reason is that by talking about the pious personalities of the Qadri order, we will gain that blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal. Secondly, we all need role models in our life, and that we follow their footsteps in.
Sure.
And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, the best role models are those that if we walk in their footsteps, we gain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, and we gain the eternal success in the form of bounties of heaven on the day of judgment. And by learning about our pious predecessors, about their qualities, about
attributes,
and about their striving to gain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, inshallah this will instill in our hearts to the love for the pious predecessors, and we will try to follow them. And once we follow in the footsteps of pious predecessors, inshallah, our coming generations will do the same as well. So these are the two main reasons for this program.
MashaAllah, beautifully explained. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, as we know that we are the ummah of the last Prophet of Allah, Sayyidina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. After our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there will not come any other prophet, right? Any new prophet of any form or shape, because he is the last prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. But after Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, the work of da'wah, the propagation of Islam, teachings of Islam, they had to be spread. This word had to go across the globe. So this responsibility was shifted to Sahaba Ikram alayhi ridwan, and then after them, Awliya Kamilin, Salihin, Buzurgani Deen, pious predecessors, friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they took rightfully this responsibility, and then they, alhamdulillah, fulfilled this responsibility, and the message of Islam was spread across the globe. This is the reason we find the mazarat, shrines, graves of Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, they are in different parts of the world, because they left Madinatul Nabi, Zadahallahu Shirfan wa Ta'zima, in order to spread the message of Islam, which was taken by Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. And after them, Awliya Kamilin, as I earlier said, they seem to spread this message of love, peace, and the message and teachings of Islam. In Silsila Qadiriyah, the chain of this Sufi order, you can say, Qadiriya order, alhamdulillah, there have been many, many pious personalities. So if we see them, after Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam is the personality of Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, who is known to be the, leader of this silsila Qadiriya. This chain. Obviously, these pious personalities, the great Awliya Kamilin, their chain, this Shajra links to Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, and then his chain links to Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, and Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem takes faizan and blessings from Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam directly, and Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa salam connects us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the destination of every believer, to get the marifah, recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is how this all spirituality, this connection, this nisbat all works. Now when we see this Shajra Qadiriyah, this the saints of Qadiriyah order, as I earlier said, Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem is the, you can say, in other words, leader of Qadiriyat order. I think it would be the best idea to talk about this blessed personality in this very first episode. I would like to request you, could you please give us a very short and brief introduction of Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. Respective views of Madani Channel, to be honest with you, we won't be able to do justice on this alone very personality of Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, to talk about their seerah, to talk about this blessed biography of this great personality in the history of Islam, if we do many programs one after the other. But because of the time, and we have to cover so many other Awliya Kamilin, Buzurgan Deen, pious predecessors, very short and brief, inshallah, concise, we'll try to learn some of the beautiful pearls from their seerah, from their biography, and something to learn, inshallah, take with us. Ji. First of all, a little bit of introduction of this great personality, Sahabi Rasul, Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem.
Now, alhamdulillah, who is there who doesn't know about Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu? He's obviously got many, many characteristics, many attributes, many blessings, and obviously, you know, he's known for his bravery, he's known for his knowledge, he's known for, obviously, like you mentioned, that he is the fountain of wilaya, and you know, any any saint who gets his wilaya, it actually stems from Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And I think to know about someone, you need to look at, you know, their childhood and their link.
Subhanallah.
So alhamdulillah, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you know, even from childhood, he had this very strong link with the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. There's a very interesting event that happened straight after the birth of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now, it is natural when the babies are born, they obviously they need the milk to feed, and obviously the mother feeds the baby.
Sure.
Now, in terms of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was not feeding. Now, obviously, when a child doesn't feed, this is a great concern. And it was not just for a few minutes or a few hours. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu did not feed the milk of his mother or any other woman for 3 days.
Allah Akbar.
Now everyone became anxious and they were concerned about the well-being of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The news goes to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the son of his uncle Abu Talib.
Jai.
So Hazrat, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam comes and picks up Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu and look at the amazing connection.
Allah.
That the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam blesses Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu with his own blessed Zaban-e-Mubarak.
Subhanallah.
And puts his Zaban-e-Mubarak into the mouth of
blessed
Hazrat
tongue, you mean.
Blessed tongue. Into the mouth of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the first ever thing that he suckles on is the Zaban Mubarak, the tongue
the
of the Prophet,
of
the
Rasool
blessed
Allah.
Saliva and the tongue of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Now that is a great link that, you know, shows us that even from the right from the start, Hazrat Ali, the bond that he radiallahu ta'ala anhu had with the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and I don't think we can understand and truly explain the significance of that. When Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was 5 years of age, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam took the guardianship of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. In this day and age, the best term that can define is that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam took Hazrat Ali in his foster care.
Sure.
So he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was the one who was then doing foster. The upbringing of the Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And again, you can see that what effect that would have had on Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that his tarbiyat, his upbringing was done by the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in the household of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam. No wonder that, you know, you would expect then the faizan of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam through Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, every Sahabi or Rasul, they have got their own distinctive features, their own, subhanallah, specialities in terms of their own blessings and characteristics. And subhanallah, the way Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam mentioned about their personality in various ahadith. But when we see Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, Allahu Akbar, this special feature that he was raised up by Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He was brought up, in other words, by Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Right from very young age, the barakah and blessings of the prophethood, subhanallah, this was there for Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. And he is the personality and known to be the very first one in children to embrace Islam. Subhanallah, when Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam announced his prophethood, what would you say?
Exactly. So in children, he radiallahu ta'ala is the first one to accept the Islam, to accept the message of the last messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And that in itself is a blessing, an attribute that no other child can actually proclaim, that they were the first from the children basically be blessed with that opportunity.
Rasab, this beautiful hadith in front of me, I would like to share with viewers of Madani Channel. It is mentioned Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, Ali is from me and I am from Ali. And for every believer, Ali is Wali. Allahu Akbar. So Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has actually mentioned the vila of Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem from his own blessed tongue. This also mentions the blessings of Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. Now, if we talk about further, and on top of that, when we see Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentioning about Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anz, and that's what if we see when Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentioned excellences of many Sahaba ikram, and when it comes to mention about Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam seems to say that I am city of knowledge and Ali is door of it. Now, subhanAllah, those viewers they are watching, it is very interesting fact to note that if you want to enter to any room or any city, you need a door to enter. If Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is a city of knowledge, then you need door to enter into that city. So, if without going from the court of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, you cannot enter into the city of knowledge. We need that door, we need that connection, we need that love and devotion with Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, if we want knowledge, if we want ilm. And subhanAllah, this is also a beautiful excellence mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and through Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, we see that how the knowledge of Deen Islam was spread all corners of the world.
Now, again, you know, knowledge is something that beautifies your personality, and knowledge is something that gives you your own understanding and understanding of Allah Azza wa Jal.
No doubt.
And Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, amongst the companions alayhim ridwan, his knowledge was very exemplary. There is one narration. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu gives us a glimpse of his knowledge through this statement where he says that if I were to write the commentary, the tafsir of Surah Al-Fatiha, which only has got few verses.
Subhanallah.
And he says that this commentary, this tafsir, will be so big that the books that he will actually write in the commentary of Surah Al-Fatiha will be too heavy even for 70 camels.
Allah.
And now clearly, if me and you were to look into it, or if we look at the ulama-i kiram of this day and age, the most that anyone could have written on the commentary of Surah Al-Fatiha is probably one book of a couple of hundred pages, not more than that.
Yeah. A few volumes.
Or a couple of volumes. But Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala says that, you know, obviously he can derive so much from these few verses of
Surah Fatiha.
Only for Surah Al-Fatiha, that the number of books that he will write and the weight of those books will be too heavy for, you know, 70 camels.
Allah.
And a camel can actually lift, you know, a huge amount of weight. So that gives us a glimpse into, you know, the extent of the knowledge that he has. And clearly, when the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that he's the door of knowledge, then clearly through this single narration we can try to make a sense of his the level of knowledge that he has.
Definitely. Not so as we're talking about these pious personalities, and as earlier mentioned, one of the main reasons to talk about these blessed personalities, to learn something from their seerah, to learn something from their legacy, what they've left behind for us. And knowledge, ilm, is something, subhanAllah, which is, you can say, a beacon or a source coming from the life, from the legacy of Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem. Whoever is watching, let's make an intention, inshaAllah, we'll increase our knowledge. We'll learn about Quran, about Hadith, about the sayings of our pious predecessors. We will learn about them. And alhamdulillah, if you watch Madani channel, this is one of the beautiful souls to learn knowledge, to gain knowledge, to alhamdulillah, increase your knowledge.
Importance of knowledge in this day and age is very, very significant.
True.
And there are many beautiful narrations about the excellence of knowledge. I'm not going to go into the details of that, but I just want to focus on one particular narration, which says that there are two main types of knowledge. It says ilmul abdan and ilmul adyan.
Right.
The one is the knowledge of yourself.
Right.
And the one is the knowledge about Allah Azza wa Jal.
Okay.
You know, the knowledge of deen. Through knowledge of deen, you actually gain the understanding and ma'rifah of Allah Azza wa Jal. But through your own, you know, understanding yourself.
Self.
Again, it helps you to gain the understanding of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now, in this day and age, one thing that we really need to focus on is understanding ourselves. What are our, positive attributes, and what are our negative attributes? And when I say positive and negative attributes, this is in the light of the teachings of the Holy Quran and in the light of the teachings of the beautiful Islam.
Subhan.
Now clearly someone could take you know, an attribute to be positive according to the culture and you know, in this day and age, but that may be forbidden according to the teachings of Islam. So positive characteristics and negative characteristics, the more we become aware of those, the more we can improve ourselves by, you know, striving more in terms of, you know, improving further our positive characteristics, but importantly, trying to understand our negative characteristics and negative attributes and try to change them into positive attributes. So, for example, becoming very emotional, angry, upset easily, you know, backbiting, you know, listening to someone and without any evidence end up, you know, thinking negatively about someone else. And these are very negative attributes, which clearly the teachings of Islam, you know, prohibit us from. And I think this, in this day and age, if we can take one attribute of Hazrat Ali in terms of knowledge, then that will be to gain a better understanding of ourselves. And we can do that through the blessed environment of Dawat Islami. If we watch the Madani Muzakara of Amir Ahle Sunnah, he will mention many of those characteristics, the negative characteristics that will be present in our personality. Now we then strive to change those into positive characteristics, and through that, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we will gain the pleasure of Allah.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, beautifully explained. Respective views of Madani Chilam, as Dr. Sir was explaining about anger and being upset and very quickly becoming upset and so many other negative attributes of life. I was thinking about, again, the life of Sayyidina Ali Karramallahu Ta'ala, Wajhahul Kareem. There are many narrations, many accounts which could be mentioned in support of this. Alhamdulillah, and the way he dealt those things in his personality seems to explain us how he controlled his anger. A very famous account when a non-believer in a battle, right, Sayyidina Ali Karamallahu Ta'ala, Wajhahul Kareem, was in control of him at that moment. He had his sword lifted, but he spat on the blessed face of Sayyidina Ali Karamallahu Ta'ala, Wajhahul Kareem. And Sayyidina Ali Karamallahu Ta'ala, Wajhahul Kareem, released him. He left him. He did not harm him any further. And then the reason was asked, what was the reason? At that moment, he had done something more worse, and you could have taken revenge because you were in control of him. He said, before, what I was doing was for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but then it included my own ego. So this is how we find the seed of our pious predecessors, subhanAllah, how they used to kill their ego, how they used to fight with their nafs and their desires. Lots of, alhamdulillah, we are talking about the blessed personality of Sayyidina Ali Karamallahu Ta'ala, Wajhahul Kareem, who is the leader of Qadiriyya order. And we see from his personality, from his biography, that his knowledge, his taqwa, as he was raised directly from the court of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and his bravery and everything, alhamdulillah, most of the elements, they're very crystal clear, even for many viewers of Madani Channel, because he is a known personality in the history of Islam, alhamdulillah. Even all our children, they know about Sayyidina Ali Karramallahu Ta'ala, Wajhahul Kareem. I would like to just ask you one element of his spirituality, the powers which were given and granted to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of karama, the saintly miracles he had, and subhanallah, through him now this faizan, this blessings, it also continues to many other awliya Allah, friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants many powers to his friends, and what kind of spiritual powers and saintly miracles they were granted to Sayyidina Ali Karramallahu Ta'ala, Wajhahul Kareem. Just one example, if you could please.
Alhamdulillah, the books are you know, full of these narrations where there are these karamats or saintly miracles of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala who are mentioned. But I would like to focus on one particular one, which has many lessons for us in it as well. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, acting upon the example of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, used to go to visit the graves. And he went into the graveyard of Kufa once, and he looked upon this new fresh grave that had been there. So So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu stands by that grave and he makes a request in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal that Ya Allah, reveal upon me the state of this Allah particular Allah deceased Allah individual. Now clearly, as per the teachings of Islam, this is Alam-e-Barzakh. The grave from the outside looks the same, but what is happening? Even if you were to open up the grave with our own eyes, we will not see anything, because this is the matter of barzakh, and barzakh means something that is hidden from the physical elements of this world, with our eyes or ears or our body, all the senses that we have, five senses. So these matters of barzakh, matters of world hereafter, are hidden from our own eyes.
And if Allah wills, He can show.
If Allah wills, then He can obviously grant this permission to anyone. And like Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, he had a high status of piety, and he had a highest status of wilaya. And Allah Azza wa Jalla grants Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu this request, and all the veils that were there between Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu and that deceased, they were removed. Now what Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu witnesses was a very horrific Allah scene. This individual is actually burning in the fire of hell. And when that individual looks at Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu as well, now he pleads in the court of Hazrat Ali, and he says, Ya Ali, ana gharikun finnar wa harikun finnar. That, O Ali, I am drowning in the fire of hell, and I am burning in the fire of hell. Ya Ali, help me. Now, when Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu witnesses this scene, when the deceased pleads in the court of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, now he becomes quite anxious, upset, and he feels sorry for this individual who was a Muslim as well, but he was being punished for one particular sin that we will inshallah come to know as well. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu pleads in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, this particular individual, he with great hope in me, he has asked me to intercede for him on his behalf and remove the punishment of the fire of hell. Allah Azza wa Jalla tells Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu that, O Ali, do not intercede for this individual. And the reason for him burning in the fire of hell is that he used to disrespect the month of Ramadan. Now it is also mentioned that what sort of disrespect this individual used to do, that even though he would keep the fast of the month of Ramadan, but he will still commit sins during the night.
Allah.
And it is for that reason that this particular individual is being punished in the fire of hell. Now Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala becomes anxious again, goes into prostration, and keeps imploring in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal until Allah Azza wa Jal grants this permission to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala to intercede on his behalf, and that individual is then relieved from the fire of hell. Now where this particular incident, and it's quite a famous one, it's found in many books, where it clearly shows us the karamat, the saintly powers of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, at the same time, it sends us a very strong message. If we disrespect the beautiful month of Ramadan, then this is a punishment that could be there. And through the teachings of Islam, there are many other punishments that have been mentioned for wrong acts. So I think it is very important that we show respect for the blessed places, for the blessed months, for the blessed books, for the blessed people of Allah Azza wa Jal, for the blessed companion, for the blessed saints, rahimahumullah. And inshallah, through this respect, through this adab, inshallah, we will succeed.
One more point what we learn from this account is, subhanAllah, if you've got an understanding that these awliya Allah can intercede, subhanAllah, and they have been granted powers, they can request in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our intercession, then definitely you also get benefit, as that individual who was in trouble, he requested to say the Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, mushkil kusha, subhanAllah.
And I think this ties in quite nicely if we were to mention the particular part of Ayatul Kursi, the man alladhi yashfa'u indahu illa bi'idhni.
Subhanallah, definitely, with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, intercession can be done. Respective viewers of Marishal, we are talking about our pious predecessors in this beautiful program, Saints of Qadiriyah Order. Today we have just discussed about Sayyidina Ali Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem. Definitely, we have not been able to do justice, as I earlier said, because this personality, subhanallah, is such a great personality, we can definitely not talk about in this very short program. But Alhamdulillah, few elements from his seerah, from his biography we have covered, and whatever message we could give across we have done. Now also, mixed personality today, which we have included in our program, is again son of Sayyidina Ali Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem, Imam Ali Maqam, Imam Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala an. He is also Sahabi Rasul radiyallahu ta'ala an, and included in Shajara Qadiriyah. And now, if we talk about this great personality in the history of Islam, subhanallah, Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala, first of all, could you please mention a bit of his introduction and then we'll take it further.
Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala, Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala, and Imam Muhassin radiallahu ta'ala, these were the three grandsons of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, from obviously Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha and Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the second one. There is again another amazing narration about the birth of the Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It is mentioned that in the books that when Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu was born, the time period for the pregnancy of Sayyidatuna Fatima to Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha was only 6 months. Now, that is, you know, equal to either 25 weeks or 26 weeks, no more than 26 weeks. And in this day and age, you know, even with such an advanced medical technology, if someone is born around 6 months of pregnancy, 24, 25 weeks, their chances of survival are extremely slim. And obviously they would need huge input in the neonatal intensive care unit, where they would actually have multiple machines that will be assisting them in sort of like in their number of different bodily functions and organs and feeding and so forth. But if we look at, you know, 1400 years ago, when there were obviously no hospitals, there was no advanced care, and Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu, to be born at 6 months of pregnancy is a miracle in itself.
No doubt.
So basically he survived that, and alhamdulillah he grew up to be a great personality of Islam to such an extent that there came a time in the Battle of Karbala where Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the individual who saved and preserved the teachings of Islam. And had he not taken that action, then the teachings of Islam would, the shape and form of them should have been distorted to such an extent that no one in this day and age will actually recognize what are the true teachings and what are the, you know, false teachings.
MashaAllah. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we are talking about Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala an. And when we see the fortune of Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala an, the Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam himself gave adhan in the blessed ears of Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala an. Further, the tahniq was also performed by Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar, something sweet which was chewed by Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar, mixed with the blessed saliva of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, miraculous saliva of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa sallam, then given to Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala. This was the feed by Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. What a fortune, subhanallah, he possessed. Further, it is also mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam named Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala with this blessed name Hussain, and he performed his aqiqah.
This is a clear, you know, sign that how the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, how much he sallallahu ta'ala sallam loved the Imam Hussein and Imam Hassan, and obviously there are narrations where he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that these two are the princes of the Jannah, of the heaven.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, no doubt. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we are talking about Sayyidina Imam Hussein, Imam Ali Maqam, Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala. And not as you are mental health professional, and today people, they are facing many issues with regards to their temper. People, they do not have tolerance. Tolerance level is zero. And we become angry within an instant, right? Within no time. And we cannot control our anger. And I would like to request you to mention that what lesson we learn from the legacy of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala when it comes to control our anger, and how can we deal with that? Please, could you mention that point?
That actually shows that the more knowledge you have about the blessed teachings of Islam, and the more you practice on the teachings of Islam, your heart becomes soft. You become patient. You become patient, and you don't, you know, become an emotion. You don't become someone who responds to emotions immediately.
Sure.
Now, in the psychology terms, we use this concept called emotional intelligence.
Yes.
That when our needs are not met,
yes,
they give rise to emotions.
Yes.
So, for example, if I'm hungry, then it will make me angry, or upset, or my concentration will be affected and I may get angry quite quickly. And now emotions then drive our behavior.
Yeah.
So if you are angry, you will react to that anger. This is what mostly the children do. But as you grow, and as you obviously understand how things should be, and you learn good behavior, you use your emotional intelligence, you use your wisdom, and you think, okay, this need hasn't been met. This is the emotion that is arising within me. Should I act on this emotion or not?
How should I react?
And this emotional intelligence, in this day and age, those who possess that emotional intelligence, they become successful. Why? Because even in the worst situations, they will make the best of that situation.
True.
And as a believer, as a Muslim, I think we should have the best emotional intelligence. And this will help us to become good in our relationships with our family members.
True.
If I am a husband, then my relationship with my wife will become good. If I am a father, then my relationship with my children will be better. If I am a son, then my relationship with parents will improve. And if I am a member of the community, then my relationship with other individuals will improve as well. So we need to develop that emotional intelligence. And I think this can act as a good example for us to follow in the footsteps of Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala.
Respective views of Madani Channel, we learned about the level of sabr and patience Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala and possessed. Lots of this is something, is very important point, mashallah, you have brought into discussion. We need that patience, the tolerance level, which has gone zero. When people, they do not have that control, and people, they come out of their car and they start fighting and hitting each other, right? And they block the rest of the traffic. I remember one account, there was a person who came out of the car, and there was another road user. They stood each other, and a whole road for another 40 to 45 minutes, or maybe an hour or so, it was blocked. They were not allowing, because one was saying, no, you should move, and another was saying, no, it's your fault, you should move. Just because of this, how much chaos, problem, which was created for other road users. And everybody was affected just because of that little, behavioral issue. How would you respond to that?
Now, clearly, that demonstrate a number of different issues. One is obviously ego, and saying that I have priority, you don't have priority, and you put yourself first, that the other individual. Whereas the teachings of Islam are completely opposite to that. That you put others before you.
Forgiveness.
Forgiveness, and obviously, it is said, you know, there are a number of different narrations that خَيْرٌ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ, that the best among the individual people is the one who actually benefits others. Now, if we look at it, that if, okay, I was right, I had the right of way, but the other individual has come. But if I move slightly back and this traffic can pass, then I am giving a lot of benefit in terms of saving time for everyone else.
Yes, definitely. Maybe somebody would be in trouble, somebody wanted to go for emergency, kids and other issues, somebody was waiting at home, and the patient.
And also, I want, you know, the viewers of Madni Channel, I want them to try this. By taking revenge, your anger will cool down as well. However, you will not gain any satisfaction.
Sure.
But however, by forgiving someone, by giving the other individual the priority, your anger will go away, but you will gain satisfaction. And not just satisfaction, but you will gain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla as well. And sometimes it is these little deeds that can actually earn us, you know, the bounties of heaven. There is a very famous narration that one individual, he saw something that was obstructing the path, and he simply removed it with the intention that to protect someone else from the harm. So these little actions, when we start doing them, it will actually give you that pleasure. It will give you that satisfaction. It will give you that happiness. And talking from a medical point of view, from a psychological point of view, that when you get angry, your body releases these, what we call as, you know, hormones, adrenaline, noradrenaline, and they actually then tense up your muscles. Now, you can either release those, you know, the negative effect of these hormones by fighting with someone.
Yeah.
Or you can release the tension by actually forgiving. And if you forgive, then obviously the positive effect this will have on your mind is basically unparalleled. And you need to do it to experience that feeling, and you know, you will feel good, and inshallah, by the blessing of this, many other good things will come in your way. And it is noted that if I give way to someone, few minutes later on the road, someone else will give me the way.
Sure, absolutely right, absolutely right. SubhanAllah, respected viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah, today we have talked about two beautiful personalities, Sahaba Ikram also, companions of Prophet radiyallahu anhum. Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem and Imam Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala an. I personally feel that time was too short and we were not able to justify with these personalities to talk about their seerah and biography. And definitely this program cannot comprehend actually the seerah of these blessed personalities. But the reason for bringing such program is so we can take maybe one lesson from one account of their life, from their legacy, what they've left behind, and we can take it as an example for us, alhamdulillah, and we can follow. And I hope beautiful pearls they have been shared today in this program. Jazakallah, thank you so much, Dr. Sahab, for your precious time and your precious input. I hope many viewers of Madani Channel must have benefited from this program. Inshallah, we'll be back with some more beautiful personalities in the history of Islam, our pious predecessors, Awliya Kamilin from Qadriya order. Inshallah, next week, same time, same channel. Keep watching Madani Channel. Until then, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The special favor of Allah.